application, is it wetlands, that submitters have asked us to add to the appendix?
No, I think it should be an independent process that the council assigns some resources to, and they could, I suppose, use some of the wetlands that the submitters have suggested, but it really should be an independent process that the council does on its own behalf.
In terms of this issue, it strikes me that there is an issue of scope in terms of this particular plan that we might usefully be able to address as officers in terms of scope for adding particular significant wetlands to the schedule in this proposed plan. And the officers may be able to provide an answer which sets out how much scope there is to undertake that exercise as part of this planning process. In terms of the broader question, perhaps extends beyond the jurisdiction of this panel and this process to have the officers provide perhaps the answer you may be looking for here. I'm happy to take some instructions in relation to the broader question if that would still be something that you're interested in. However, just signal now that there may be a very real scope issue that includes this process being able to deal with that issue, perhaps as envisaged.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Moore, for that.
Well, that's clarification, Mr. Chairman. Question four.
Question four, or three? There's only three questions.
On the first one, about 20 questions.
Oh, this is from yesterday's question?
Yes, this question.
Sure, yep, thank you.
My question is, bearing in mind the comments you made in the opening statement, is the 20 hectare correct or should that be 50 hectares?
So can you give them a reference so they can turn to the page?
Well, it's on the sheet you've given out today.
Yes.
On 4A, greater than 20 hectares, tents of winter grazing, you've mentioned there, but in your earlier comments you have suggested that the 20 hectares be taken to 50 hectares. Is that?
I think in the 42A report, we asked a question about that, and the 42A answers were that they maintained 20 hectares was correct because it dealt with a different issue.
That is correct.
Okay.
Thank you.
So now we move to hear from the submitters. Just to let you know, we're just going to do a little bit of reordering. So first of all, we'll hear from Dave Diprose. That's you guys over there, I imagine. Good morning, welcome. We're then going to hear from Julie Clark. Julie Clark? Yes. So you've requested if you could go next, and you've advised, I think, the staff that it'll be about 10 minutes or so. Okay, that's fine. We'll do that. And then we'll hear from Rob and Lisa Legg. We'll hear from them if they do come in. If not, then we'll proceed to Dairy Holdings. Okay, and then there's some others to come after that.